Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Today on our show, we'd like to talk about our relations. In life, we have different kinds of relations with different people. And we'll try and understand the different kinds of relations that we have in order to improve our life, to make it better. Yael, please. Yeah, all of us have many different kinds of relations, closer, more distant, and we feel differently towards different people, we have different responsibilities towards different people, and today we have a big dilemma. What kinds of relations to develop with each of these circles? We have more superficial relations. Technology, it allows us to develop many ties and connections, but very superficial ones. And in our society, a broad network of connections is power. It means that by one phone call, I can motivate many people and achieve many of my interests. On the other hand, this broad network of connections is also something necessary. Our family doesn't always live in the same place. Friends of ours that lived in the same geographical area may have moved. Meaning that even if I've developed relations with other people, then in many cases, geographically, those people simply move. And psychologists say that people are no longer willing to invest that much into their relations because they know that that person can geographically move to a different place. So the dilemma is to develop many shallow relations or fewer but deeper relations. Even the family, the close family that was considered a very close circle, there too, nowadays, you have more profound relations and more superficial relations. And I'd like to ask, what is the difference between a shallow and a deep relationship or ties? And what's better, to have many but superficial relations or fewer but deep, profound relations? You're looking at me and I don't understand your question. I don't understand why do I have to manage these or those kinds of relations. Why should there be such an attitude that I have this attitude towards that person, I have these relations with those people? I have to have a good, nice, positive attitude towards the entire world. This is how I have to be connected with the world. And to the extent to which we're connected in a good way, to the extent of my development, to the extent to which I feel that this is something that is mutual, to that extent, it develops. The main thing is for it to be a positive connection, which is for the benefit of both of us. Meaning, whoever is outside of me and for myself, if I have these good kinds of connections, then why does it matter? These are more superficial, these are deeper, these are closer, these aren't. The main thing is to make sure that I'll have more and more good ties. And on what level? There are different circles. There's me. And somehow around me, there's a closer circle. And further and further away, it's like in a system of cogwheels. So there are those that are close to me. And there are those that are distant from me. But those that are distant from me, they also influence me through the other cogwheels. They affect me through the other cogwheels, only they work on me indirectly. So eventually, if all of us are so interconnected, then there's no closer or further away in this system. Can you explain? Nothing to explain. If we're all interconnected like cogwheels, everyone including everyone, how could it be then that I'm not dependent on some tiny cogwheel somewhere far, far away? I depend on him and he depends on me. Any cogwheel that moves, moves all the other cogwheels and so on. Yeah, but still, the bigger cogwheels that are closer to me, at least the way I see it, I'll feel them more than the distant cogwheels. True. My family, my spouse, my parents, my children, I'll feel them more strongly than the mechanic, the barber, some distant friend, and so on. Also people that are further away geographically. Yeah, and so it doesn't coincide. It coincides exactly because I have to accept society as an integral society. That eventually we're all interconnected, and then I don't measure and I don't examine the degree or kind of connection that I have, but I treat everyone nicely in a good way. And then society itself, the way it's connected to me, it determines my relationships. It's not that I decide who to be more or less connected with. That we have to have good relations, that goes without saying. I think we talked enough about it. Now, it's not the kinds of connections. They always have to be good. But the extent, the measure of our connection. What do you mean? Shallow or profound relations, meaning the extent of our good relations, it will be determined by the general connection of the environment. If I'm connected to some distant cogwheel, then I'm connected with it in a certain way that's determined by the system, not by me, by the system, because it's not immediately, directly connected to me. That we're interconnected directly, but we're connected through a few more systems. But I'm not familiar with these systems. I don't know how they work. But if I relate to everyone without any limitations favorably, then everything falls into place in the best possible way. Eventually, in the best possible way. I can imagine this happening. I imagine cogwheels, and I understand eventually that the tiniest wheel at the end of the system influences me too through other cogwheels. It's a very simple condition. It's called good and benevolent to the good and the bad, to the closer and to the more distant, to everyone. I don't feel what you're talking about, and therefore you're missing out. Therefore you're incapable of achieving good relations with those that are closer to you or more distant, with everyone. The way I feel it, I can feel those that are closer to me. I can't feel the more distant circles. Intellectually wise, I understand what you're saying. But emotionally, naturally, I'll invest much more time and energy into the closer circles, and I don't even know if I'll care about the more distant circles. I have a problem with you. You're a psychologist. This is your work. Someone comes to you, and you have to give that person a prescription. Do this and that, and you'll feel better. When people turn to me, I say, I have nothing to give you or you or you, but to all of you together, yes. Start studying. Start building, understanding, feeling what an integral society is. This way you'll understand where you are, how to relate to each other, how to treat each other, not directly. Me and him. If we're dependent on thousands of other people, it won't help me to know who he and I are. Why can't we build good relations with each other in our world? Because we can't take into consideration that we're living in a big, broad, round world. Therefore, without previous education, there's no point in talking to a person. We have to put him in an educational system. Suppose I'm your grandchild, yeah, and I tell you, Grandpa, give me some advice. Should I invest in a small amount of closer friends and build with them the deepest possible relations? Or should I aspire to have as many friends as possible, even if our relations will be less qualitative? What's better? I can't tell you. Why? Why? I have a car. I fixed the entire motor. But the car is still not moving. Why? Because I have a flat tire. In a general integral machine where everyone's interconnected, you can't say, the inner circle is the most important one, and if I take care of it, I don't care about anything else. In the meantime, of course, this is how we relate to our family, that it's more important, and then the circles of my city, my country, and then the world. That's true. But eventually, we're advancing towards a state where we'll depend on distant stars. This is how we'll feel. Because nature is one system. So if I understand, you're recommending me to invest in a broader amount of relationships, but less deep? No, I don't want to relate to what you're saying because this is an unintegral approach. But it's a one-way approach. It's the approach of a line instead of a circle. Okay, so according to the round approach, what are you recommending me to do? First of all, you have to start studying. Okay, so I start studying, and now I have a question. And my question is about the practical actions about how to manage my life. The general approach, this is something that I completely understand. Everyone's interconnected, cogwheels, the world's round, this I understand. You only understood. Now how do you implement it? Exactly. There are many people around me, 7 billion people in the world, in my city 70,000 and so on. There are many people around me. Should I build very deep relations with fewer people in terms of how I manage my free time? Or, on the contrary, I have to aspire to be connected with as many people as possible? That I should treat everyone favorably, this I understand. I'm asking about the quality and quantity of my relations. I advise you to build a small qualitative circle and from there to expand it into broader and broader circles. Who should be in my smaller, more qualitative circle? Those that have the same point of view as I do about the spiritual development, about good relations with other people. Does it matter whether we're family or not? No, not at all. Blood connections is a bodily connection, if not on the animate level. Here it has more to do with the spiritual level. Okay. So how many people do you recommend me to have in the closer circle? 10. Okay, so I build very good relations with these 10 people. And from this integral way of thinking, we develop such relations where we feel each other, we talked about treating each other favorably and so on. What is the next circle? No, first of all, you have to feel that you are in an integral system. that you start feeling in that integral system as one man and one heart. Okay, we felt that. You started turning like cogwheels in unison, no one's more and no one's less. What do you mean? What does it mean as one man and one heart? In complete harmony. No one begins, no one ends, no one stops, no one pulls, but you really understand and feel each other. You complete each other like 10 drops of water into one big drop of water. That's it. This is how you connect. And then, in this big drop, you feel a new reality, that you became one. From 10 to 1. If you feel this new mutual life, your comprehensive life as one body, as one life, then you feel yourself on a higher degree than each of you felt separately. You've reached a state where you start feeling the integral life. You're feeling life, you're experiencing life on a higher level. In the meantime, we feel the integral life only in our 10, in the 10, or we feel it also inside the 10. This smaller qualitative circle of friends, let's define, what is a good friend? There's no good or bad friend here. In Hebrew, friend means chaver, that comes from the word chibur, connection. To be connected. So what does it mean that a person's really connected to me? That he feels me and that he fulfills all of my deficiencies and I feel him and fill all of his deficiencies. That means that we're connected, like cogwheels. I can't move in any direction unless I feel that the other cogwheel needs it, because we're interconnected. So I move according to the desire of the other person, and the other person moves according to my desire, then we'll be correctly connected. Otherwise, it'll break. Of course. Okay, going back to what I want to learn from you. I'm your grandchild. I'm asking you how to manage my life. Till now I understand that first of all I have to build a small qualitative circle, and now we define what qualitative is. That the other people in that circle of people feel me as they feel themselves. They completely fulfill me, and I do the same for them. Is this the quality of connection worthwhile achieving in life? In your life, you have to achieve much more than that. But the initial correct connection is that you stop feeling yourself and you start feeling everyone as one heart. Okay, we felt as one heart. Everyone feels everyone as one, which is beyond my individual feeling. That's the first circle. It's no longer a circle. It's a block. Okay, so that's the first block, and now I want to continue to the next circle. Where do I go from here? I recommend for each of the 10, first of all, the circle that you've built, it was because I was the organizer, right? Yeah, because without that you wouldn't know what to do, obviously. Now, you learned how to get organized in a circle, in a single body. Now, from what you've learned and from the experience which you have accumulated and from what you feel, you can now go and open other circles. So, everyone builds another circle for themselves, and then your circle gives birth to another 10 circles, that because you're interconnected and you stay interconnected through your connection, you connect all of these external circles, the 10 circles that you've built. And then everyone together becomes one body. So from what I understand, in practice, I'm in a deeper and deeper connection with a small group of people, and eventually what it does is that as a byproduct, I have new ties that are very deep, but that are as if more distant. They're secondary. You can say that in intensity, they're on the second, third, and so on degrees. Because in your connection, this is where you create the main unifying force. You're in my domain, and you have to renew, intensify your integral connection all the time on a higher and deeper level, so that through you, the power of connection will spread to further and further circles. Meaning that on the one hand, there is a kind of a pyramid here, a kind of a system that's built like a tree, and on the other hand, the system is integral. You're saying that there's a tree and eventually a forest. Yeah, that's the connection between the line and the circle, that there's the line and also the circle, that in our connection is the circle, and the reception of the integral force goes by the line. So if I understand what you told Oren, the answer is to invest in profound close relations in order to take care of a broader system. Now, if I look at the world that we live in, but you can't invest in the interconnections without investing in building external systems. Because from there, actually, you take their deficiencies, and with the help of their deficiencies of those more distant circles, you increase the deficiencies in your inner circle, and therefore it also grows qualitatively. I don't understand. Where do you have the strength, the desire, the ability from to increase the connection in your inner circle? Where? This is what I just told you. By taking care of the external circles and getting their deficiencies from them, you have to activate them. Meaning that eventually, I just want to understand the big picture. I'm connected with 10 very close people. We created that one body, that chunk. A small heart. Tiny heart. Okay. And where's my connection with other circles now? Because I'm connected only with those 10. And then you go out to take care of other circles. Each builds his own circle. Yeah, so you have another 10 circles. Yes. From those 10, each of you brings a deficiency, a desire, a yearning of theirs, that they also want to be integrally connected. That person brings his own desire or the desires of those people that are with him in the circle. The people that are with him in the circle. So each of us brings 9 or 10 other desires into the original circle, 10 desires because he's the manager, he's not a part of the circle. And then each brings everyone else's deficiencies, and then from these deficiencies we have 100 deficiencies. Suppose 100 deficiencies, doesn't matter, in our inner circle, and then by that, in our inner circle, we create a 10 times stronger connection between us in our smaller circle, and that means that we have risen to a new degree in our inner circle. What is that force that allowed me to make a stronger connection? The desire to take care of them. That we have received from our connection. The power of our connection, that we connect together into one drop. This is where I take all of my forces from. This is where the special force of connection is revealed. So, the thing that will make me feel good in life as an ordinary person is that eventually I will take care of other people that are in my environment, in that circle which I've created, whether it's the first, second, third circle, doesn't matter. What's important for me is to have an inner circle and external circles from where I will be able to bring deficiencies from the external circles and process them in the inner circle and to be more and more connected with my inner friends. Because in them, together with them, we create the force of unity, and it takes care of everything else. This is where we discover the inner force of nature, called the force of bestowal, the force of love, and it corrects everything. And what does it give me? It corrects the connections, the ties. So, if I understand, if we're talking, we started talking about the circle. So, we started with the first circle, which is the strongest circle. Each of us from the initial circle were representatives in broader and broader circles, and this is how we go and grow in the network of our connections until we cover all of humanity with these circles, and everyone truly becomes as one man and one heart. So, qualitative connection is a connection that what? A qualitative connection is a connection in which everyone works according to the deficiency of the others. And more simply put, that I fulfill the others with what they want. And then for sure, we reach an integral society where all of us receive the entire fulfillment that a person has in his soul for all of his desires. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.